Ma'ariv in just 3 minutes. It's so important anytime we go through one of the Mo'adim, one of the Zmanim, as we're leaving it behind, just to try to take a precious moment to distill and to take for ourselves some of the core messages of the Mo'ad or the Zman that we just passed through, whether it's the Oraisa or in the Chanukah's case, the Rabbanan, to try to make sure that we don't miss out and just, you know, move on from the holiday, but to try to take, again, as I said a moment ago, some of the critical elements, what the Torah or Chazal in this case were trying to instill in us from a character perspective, to try to carry those forward. So the first and most obvious point I just wanted to focus on for 60 seconds, it's almost so obvious it doesn't need to be said, but the essence of Chanukah is, as the Gemara says in Masachah Shabbos, Kiva'um ve'asa'im yamim tovim ba'halol ve'hoda'a, or as we say in the Al-Hanisim, that at the very end, after all was said and done, lahodo sulahala l'shimcha gadol. These are days of gratitude. And of course, first and foremost, kedei lahodo sulahala l'shimcha gadol, to have proper akar satov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first word that we say every single day is modeh. We express our gratitude to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we have another opportunity, another day to serve Him here in this world. But it can't be limited, bein adam l'makom, is that going through Chanukah, which the Rambam refers to as Yemei Simcha v'Halel, U'madlikin b'hananeros, Sparev al Pischei Abatim, that's his version of Hoda'ah, to have a greater and enhanced sense of sensitivity to the need for gratitude to individuals around us. Let's pick a completely random example. If you were visiting your grandfather today and you got some Chanukah gelt, to be grateful for that, for family, for all of the opportunities that we have all around us. And so it's a moment for us to take stock of Hakaras HaTov and the significance of Hakaras HaTov in our lives, and not to miss the message of Yamim Tovim, Behalil VeHoda'ah, the centrality of Hoda'ah to our lives. Rabbi Nebachia ben Pekuda, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, says that of all Jewish values, first amongst equal is Hakaras HaTov. It's the foundation of our entire religious lives. Just a second more subtle point, and then we'll conclude with the Kaddish Derabanan to move forward. We've spoken so often over the last 8 days about the connection between Chanukah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If what the Yevanim sought to do was lahashkicham torasecha ulavir mechukei ritzonecha, and we celebrate our victory not just as ma'atim and not just as tzaddikim and not just as tahorim, but I keep on emphasizing this, oske sarasecha, the victory was for those who were involved in the Torah, so we should just be mindful of what that means for all of us. The Ramban, the Sfarno, almost all of the great Meforishim pose a question on the Kriyas HaTorah that we've had. You may have noticed over the last 8 days that it was a little bit repetitive, that each and every Nasi brought exactly the same Korban. Korbano karas kesef achash lo shimu meyam mishkala mizrak echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel HaKodesh. It's the same exact Korban. And real estate in the Chumash is so precious that the Mishnah in Masachas Chagiga tells that all of Hilchos Shabbos are keharim hatzluyim b'sa'ara. It's like a mountain that's hanging from a thread in terms of the relationship between the weighty, weighty amount of Torah Shebaal Peh that's hanging on just a little bit, like a thread of Torah Shebichsav. And yet here, it's 89 psukim. The seventh chapter of Bamidbar is 89 psukim. The Torah had so much space to tell us the korban each and every nasi. So the Ramban gives us a foundational point, a very important yesod that we're meant to carry forward from Chanukah, and that is the korban could be exactly the same superficially, in the exterior fashion. The ma'aseh mitzvah, to use the Brisker terminology, is exactly the same, but the kiyum shebalev, what it meant to each and every nasi, was completely different. He had a different kavana, he had a different thought, he had a different intention. And so it is with all of us going forward from Chanukah, as we celebrate the eternality, the continuity of the Masorah. We have to remember we're going to daven Ma'ariv in just a minute, we're going to say Kaddish, we're going to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah, that we're going to do outwardly exactly the same thing. But the truth of the matter is that the heart of the religious experience is a deeply personal one. Each and every korban of the Nasi is the same, but it's fundamentally different. And the Torah took the space to record that because each and every person's inner world, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein referred to as Kodesh Kadashim Shel HaAdam, our souls, our inner sanctum, the way that we personally relate to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, really is very different. And we should never make any assumptions about what's going on in each other's minds. And in that way, it really is true what Chazal said in the Shemona Esrei that we have on Shabbos, V'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, that we should all achieve our own personal chelek in Torah, even if it looks outwardly like we're doing exactly the same thing as our neighbor. There is something deeply personal individualistic and highly intimate about our connections to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Amar, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yis Yisrael Lefika Chirbalam Tamitzvah Shenemar, Adonoi Chafetz Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir Kadosh Derabbanan.